This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
I ran up the stairs, as you can probably tell. Mm-hmm. The kitchen, because of course in 84 we have a kitchen.
I know, John. How
which is great.
A sink. I've got
proper
a
kitchen,
hot water,
a window. View. There I can see right over to Alton Galvin.
Uh-huh.
Looking lovely, nice day.
Yeah, beautiful.
And you're doing
cupboards.
Korean fish burgers.
Yes, uh-huh.
Right. That's probably not doing them a good...
No, but it's fried fish. I think this is a good way to know if you think you don't like fish. So, you know the way people think they don't like fish, but they like fish and chips?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a good way. Do this. You can do this at home quite easily.
If you think you don't like fish, try this.
Uh-huh. The thing is to buy fresh fish, and that means going probably to, you know, one of the vans around the country. They're brilliant. Maybe a fishmonger. There are not too many of them left to support them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm using Coley for this, which is sustainable fish. So, cheap and sustainable. So, if you go, you know, something like Gurnard would work well with this.
Uh-huh.
Or Coley Ling, if you can get it. Fantastic fish. Mackerel's in season at the moment. Really nice as well.
Can you batter mackerel?
Why not?
Yeah.
You do it in this because it's very light. It's very light. So look.
And what's Korean about it then? Because Korean food to me, I think of pickles and
kimchi. Well, they would go that with, but fried food with Korean fried chicken is very trendy. And it's marinated or brined chicken, and then you and normally the thigh, and,
uh-huh.
and then you take the whatever you marinate it, and you would normally throw out the marinade.
Uh-huh.
You whisk in, they would whisk in potato flour.
And make a batter?
Yeah, and that's it, which is what I'm doing. So I've taken the batter, marinated the fish for a couple of hours, not too long, in a bit of rice wine vinegar, which I didn't do. I used white wine, which is fine. Some sesame oil, a bit of soy sauce, and some very finely grated ginger. And that's your... And then this is the flour, which is just a plain flour, gluten-free, which has got potato flour, buckwheat flour, a whole lot of different flours in it, John. Maize flour, you know, corn flour. You could use rice flour for this if you have it. You know, a lot of people bake with rice flour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make the shortbread out of rice flour. So look, you're looking for a batter like that, which is what I suppose, like, you know, when you're whisking cream.
Yeah.
And it's just about to go. That's really what you're looking for. I give that a wash because I need that again. I should have brought two.
I need to think as well.
I need to think. So the luxury.
I have a microwave. All else fails.
I have a microwave, yeah. Quite hot fat here, and then just so if you have a deep fat fryer, I could do this about 170,
uh-huh.
and then just dip the fish back into the batter. When you're putting it into the batter, just put it away from yourself, John. You know, like, don't let it flap or
splash.
Yeah, splash it up against you.
And I don't know. I keep wishing I had a deep fat fryer.
I know, but then I would do two, and then you think it's just too much because you have chips every night.
I would. Oh.
I'd end up like one of those big American women that have to get craned out of the house because they're 90 stone. So that's why I don't have a deep fat fryer. It's just, you know, sensible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
But I think it's for the best. So we do mayonnaise with this.
So the Coley's in frying in the batter.
That's frying. Yeah, there we are. Better to put it on the heat, I think.
What's this yellow stuff?
Egg yolk, wee bit of American mustard,
uh-huh.
Some vinegar, and that's it. Whisk that up. And I've whisked that before, so you can see it's starting to... You know, when you're making a mayonnaise, you leave a trail,
mm-hmm.
and then just whisk that, and then whisk in your oil, and it'll all come together. Keep whisking, and... There we go. So this is just, you use a light vegetable oil, or this is a local
rapeseed
oil, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's your mayo. And then into that, John, just some very finely grated ginger and some chilli.
Oh.
And I've taken the seeds out of the chilli. And that's it. And how we look at our fish.
Ginger and chilli mixed into the mayo. I love that.
So you see the fish, the batter now, just nice and crispy.
Lovely and crispy and just going golden. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
The recipe's going to be on the website, bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.